Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me right now. I want to talk about mobile. I want to talk about something that this mobile thing that you've been hearing me talk about now for a long time. I hope you're involved. I hope you're adopting mobile. I hope you're realizing, as I've been trying to explain to you, to the best of my ability for the last 3 or 4 years, that mobile is it's a game changer, it's a disruptor, it's a major lever, it's a major leg up, it's a major a playing field leveler for small business, but it's also a disruptor. If you're adopting it, you're finding great leverage, you're finding great efficiencies, you're finding you're serving customers better, and it's those who are adopting mobile, who are using mobile, which is an increasing number of your customers and prospects. And so if you're doing that, then mobile is a mobile computing, mobile business, doing business with your customers over the mobile spectrum, the mobile 3G, 4G, LTE, That whole environment, people using their smartphones to connect with you. If in case you didn't understand what mobile is, that's what it means. And so that's growing in leaps and bounds, folks. And this is different than, you know, Facebook and Twitter. A lot of people can survive and do just fine. A lot of businesses will survive and do fine and never get on Twitter and Facebook. Even though I think it's a great way to prospect, you've heard me say before that Facebook users, Twitter users, are a new class of prospects. But even as important as I think that is, that you start building communities, I think if I had to say which is more important for you to focus on, mobile or social media, it'd be a toss-up. It'd be hard, but I might give the edge to mobile. And the reason is because more and more people are gravitating toward the handset, toward the thing they can hold in their hand and not be tied to a desktop. You've heard me talk before about what Eric Schmidt, the former CEO, I guess now chairman, I'm not sure what his role is at Google, but the guy who helped make Google what it is with the two founders, said about 2 or so years ago that Google will be more successful in the future with mobile than it ever has been or ever will be on the desktop. Now, I think I heard him say that about 3 years ago, I guess it was. And that's when I heard him say that, that was a bellwether statement to me. That was a watershed statement to me. That really perked my attention up. And I started paying more attention to mobile. And I really encourage you to do the same thing, to believe this, to believe that more and more of the people who want to do business with you, who could do business with you, or who are already doing business with you, are spending more time using their mobile device, their handset, their smartphone, using it more. I'm doing this myself, folks. And by the way, let me stick this in here. You've heard me say this 100 times before. If you don't own a smartphone, if you're a small business owner and you don't own a smartphone, you don't know what your customers and prospects are wanting. You don't know what they're experiencing. You don't know how far behind you are. You must today, don't let the sun go down on you. Even if, I don't care what you have, I don't care if you don't want to spend the $200 or the $100 or whatever, do it anyway. Your business can't afford you not owning a mobile smartphone. A smartphone and using the mobile capability, the mobile computing capability. I promise you, the more you use it, the more you will see how beneficial it is in appropriate ways. It's not for everything, but at least not yet. But I'm not saying you're going to get away from, you're not going to use your desktop. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that you know, I didn't go into a smartphone, you know, having some great goal or objective. I just started using it, and I started realizing how much this is helping me, and it really helps a lot in terms of being me being a consumer, as a consumer, and the things that I buy. It's really been beneficial. I can't tell you all the different times that I've been either looking for something or trying to make a decision, and even going back and forth between companies to make a decision. When I need to make a decision right away on a major purchase, I use mobile, and the companies who wind up doing business with me were the ones who could respond to my mobile requests. Can you text this to me? Can you send me that photo? Yes, I can. Those are the people who I did business with. And remember, this comes back to my to what I've told you about what's different about the age of the customer. And that is that relevance is trumping competitiveness. If I'm trying to buy something and I want to know what it looks like, and one company is a little cheaper, but the other company is willing to photograph it with their phone and text me a picture of the what I'm looking at, of what I want to buy, then they became more relevant than the other one. And even though the other one might be a little cheaper, which I may or may not know at the point at that time, I'm going to be more attracted to the one that responded to my request, that responded to what I needed, the help I needed to make a decision. They became relevant to me. Some people, I was talking to somebody the other day on the show, and they said it's all the same thing, relevance and competitiveness. And I agree with that, because when they became relevant, they became more competitive. But when I say competitive in the relevant standpoint, I'm talking about from like a price, product, service kind of competitiveness. That's what we, the classic competitive definition. So folks, mobile. Please, if you don't believe me on anything, about anything else I've ever told you, if you don't take any more of my advice ever, well, maybe not ever, but okay, up to now, please go get a smartphone today. Start using it. Start using the app. Start using mobile websites. Please do that. Spend the money. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.